Answers Magazine, Volume 7.4, Page 9. Perspective, More Than Human. For years, it was considered quackery to transplant healthy bacteria into the gut of sick patients. But with advances in technology that permit better clinical study, an idea that was once scoffed at is now getting serious consideration. This is just another example of how the wrong worldview can hold back good science and medicine. The human body contains up to 9 times more bacterial cells than human cells. So in a sense, it is correct to say that you are more bacteria than human. Scientists are discovering that the human body is a complex ecosystem, filled with many different organisms that we require to stay healthy. Many illnesses are related to a lack or imbalance of the right bacteria in the gut, or an attack by harmful bacteria on healthy bacteria. This realization about the human body has, in fact, led to new discoveries and some unusual treatments. Bacteria aren't always the problem. In fact, bacteria, at least the right kind of bacteria, may sometimes be the solution. When you consider that we depend on the bacteria in our gut, and that bacteria produce most antibiotics, the solution to certain ailments might be to transplant bacteria to our gut. One doctor, Thomas Barodi, who works at the Center for Digestive Diseases near Sydney, Australia, is setting up medical trials to test whether such transplants can treat multiple sclerosis. He has already seen at least one patient trade in his wheelchair for a custom motorcycle. Such medical discoveries remind us about the value of understanding the world from the biblical point of view. Discoveries about the need for help from other organisms, even bacteria, remind us that a good God created all creatures to live together in harmony, and the solution to illnesses isn't always to kill every microbe. How amazing when modern medicine employs God's design to treat the illnesses brought on by Adam's sin.
EvoTours. So that tourists can fully enjoy the wonders of evolution at places that figure in the science of evolution, the tax-supported Smithsonian Institution has launched a new travel information service. EvoTourism is a growing travel trend with popular destinations, including such familiar evolution-related pilgrimage sites as the Galapagos Islands of Darwin fame and Africa, the so-called cradle of humankind. A puzzling Smithsonian tour choice, though, is Mount St. Helens in Washington State. This remarkable volcano has been a treasure trove for creationist catastrophists since the mountain's 1980 eruption. Thick rock layers and deep canyon systems formed quickly. The eruption blew apart the established view that such geologic features require millions of years to form. What is the reason, then, for the evolutionist pilgrims to visit a site that offers such strong evidence against a millions of years history? It is not geological, for obvious reasons, but rather biological. The Smithsonian Magazine says the volcano created opportunities for new species and refers to the area as a living laboratory of how life reestablishes itself in devastated areas. But the amazing ability of life to repopulate, even in such devastation, points to the wisdom of the Creator, who formed the earth to be inhabited, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18, and gave His creatures the ability to carry out His wishes. A visit to the Smithsonian's chosen sites can be a faith-building experience, if Christians keep the right perspective and realize that all creation declares the glory of God, Psalm 19, verse 1.
Course correction in Korea. A change to science textbooks in Korea is causing an uproar. The outcry largely surrounds two outdated icons of evolution that are being expunged or revised in biology texts. In the normally staid journal Nature, a headline blared, "South Korea Surrenders to Creationist Demands." At the urging of the Society for Textbook Revision, STR, which is associated with the Korea Association for Creation Research, some textbook publishers are now revising or deleting a section on Archaeopteryx, a supposed reptile bird. In addition, the fabled horse evolution series, at least overly simplified images of a direct, linear progression, is being discarded entirely from some books. American geneticist and creationist Dr. Georgia Purdom was encouraged that Korean publishers have eliminated outdated and false information, which evolutionists themselves acknowledge is outdated. She added, "Whether in the U.S. or South Korea, public schools need to present valid and updated information in their textbooks, and teachers need the freedom to point out the problems with many of the so-called evolutionary icons." The first success was encouraging, but evolutionists' reaction was swift. In September, the Korean government set up an advisory panel that grudgingly admitted that some of STR's suggestions might improve the textbooks, but urged textbook publishers to reject the wholesale changes that STR recommends.
A massive discovery. Physicists at the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland claim to have found the Higgs boson, the so-called God particle that has eluded physicists for nearly half a century in their quest to confirm the standard model of particle physics. Researchers were intent on finding the Higgs boson because it theoretically would allow matter to clump together after the Big Bang. Without the help of this subatomic particle, all other particles would be whizzing around forever at the speed of light. But this discovery still doesn't explain the origin of matter. With the new high-speed collider, scientists can now detect the Higgs boson regularly and repeatedly. That's how experimental science works. It helps us understand the way God upholds His creation, but not where it came from. We need God's word for that.
Abortion, headway to protect the unborn. An interview with Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association. What's the latest in the fight against abortion? A recent Gallup poll indicates that more Americans than ever before describe themselves as pro-life. What's causing this shift? We're making headway. 3D ultrasound plays a part. Now anybody, if they're intellectually honest at all, can look into the womb and see that this is a human being with a beating heart, moving parts. There's no more denying that we're talking about a live human being. How can we continue the fight? In 1973, when Roe v. Wade legalized abortion, the court said that if it could ever be proved that the unborn is a person, it would be a game changer. That's why AFA has been promoting personhood amendments. We want to see that question come before the U.S. Supreme Court again, now that we have this new medical technology. Why should Christians get involved in the politics of abortion? We need to keep our hands to the plow. There's nowhere else for us to go to start over. This is it. We cannot abandon our role in the culture, including politics and government. The main thing is that we shouldn't give up or take the attitude that our vote doesn't matter, because to disengage or not participate or take a fatalistic attitude is to give up on God. God can send revival to our land. What long-term impact can our votes have this November? Presidents make appointments to the Supreme Court that will last 30 years or so. Plus, federal appellate judges are appointed by the president. Around 98% of all cases brought to the federal system are made below the Supreme Court by appellate judges.